eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In-depth conversations, matchup breakdowns, analysts on every game.
Everything a Steelers fan could want.
This is Fourth Down in the Steel City
with your hosts,
Adam Crawley and Colin Dunlap.
Episode 8, Segment 3, Fourth Down, Steel City, Colin. My man Daniels, right guard for the Steelers. He had a pass blocking grade from Pro Football Focus of 13 in the preseason game. And I'll tell you what, I like Pro Football Focus. I may or may not have a login that is illegal or just given to me free by one of the Pro Football Focus guys.
Bootleg.
I know.
Bootleg is what the kids
say. Yeah, bootleg.
Sus. It's sus.
It's sus.
Yeah.
That's what the kids are calling it.
That's what I said.
I've never seen that. 13 is like if I were out there. Just, you're not putting up any resistance at all. Run blocking was fine. Pass blocking, no good.
What's the alternative? Answer me that.
You hear those birds?
Yeah, right. What's the alternative?
That was the alternative.
This is where the Steelers are aligned right now on the offensive line. I mean, these guys they have right now. You want to play Joe Haig?
Not really. I think Daniels will get it because he's a better player than that. And it's a small sample. And you don't game plan. And listen, some guys don't understand how to pick up a blitz. And Seattle did a little bit of that. Pass a guy off, do this, do that. Whenever it's preseason, you didn't spend any time in the film room. I'm not going to overreact. That was sort of the theme of the first segment that you brought up. I'm not going to overreact. But it sure doesn't quell any of my fears that he has a 13 pass protection grade, according to PFF.
I think we're going to pay a lot of attention to the offensive line grades and what they're doing. But I think this is something, too, that I think needs highlighted a lot more. And believe me, I'm not a glass half full guy most of the time. But if you take that numeric and you take that grading system, especially in the pass game, more of it now can be offset than ever. Well, than the last 5 years can be offset. Because you simply don't have to block as well if your quarterback – pass block as well if your quarterback can get outside the tackles and move some and can boot out and throw on the run. I'm not saying the offensive line doesn't have to get better, but they don't have to be as good when you have a mobile quarterback.
If the offensive line – and I think they could be better than last year. If the offensive line was exactly the same as last year's offensive line and performed exactly the same – your offense is still better with the quarterbacks they have now that can move. I think that, to me, is a given. Mitch Trubisky, he's a strong guy, too. I mean, he can move. He's athletic, but he's a strong man. I was impressed by that on Saturday night. And Kenny Pickett, I don't think he's got the strength that Mitch Trubisky does. I don't think he's got a lot of the measurables that Mitch Trubisky does. But he is athletic, and he is quicker than you would think. I mean, we all saw the fake slide in the ACC title game in Charlotte, which is where we're all going for our Steelers trip this year.
There you are.
I think even if the offensive line's exactly the same, the quarterbacks are going to perform better. And I would also think that the running backs are going to perform better because of the motions that Matt Canada is going to use. And the whole idea about that is to screw dudes' angles up in the running game. So I think Matt Canada's offense plus the quarterback mobility is going to aid the offensive line and hide the offensive line as much as you possibly can hide an offensive line in the NFL.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And I think what's going to happen is this Gentry's going to turn into a glorified tackle, and they are going to play some double tights.
Tackle eligible, baby.
Absolutely. And that is going to happen too. I don't want the Steelers to get in the business of hiding deficiencies. I'd rather them get better at the position, but you can only do so much. You know, if you're paying a receiver and you're going and you brought in quarterbacks and you're paying everybody on the defense, like, you've got in a cap league, you kind of have to sacrifice somewhere. You do. And they drafted Kendrick Green with the thought that he'd be freaking good right away. So that's another thing.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, he got knocked on his ass, put on skates on the second play of the game. And then, oh man, Dan Moore Jr., the first play for Mason Rudolph, he gets worked. And apparently that rookie's been doing a really good job in Seattle practice. I don't care. You're the left tackle of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Gets worked, bang, strip sack, fumble. Just can't happen. So the offensive line did nothing to make me feel better about the offensive line on Saturday. That play that I just spoke of, though, Mason Rudolph, poor guy got booed going into the game. Poor guy gets booed after he gets blindside sacked and fumbles the ball.
I'm not a Mason Rudolph fan. I thought it was kind of out of line by some of Steeler fans.
I think that's a terrible look. And this might be a stretch, but I'm going to do it anyway. There's a certain quarterback in Cleveland that if he ain't suspended before the next game in Cleveland, there's going to be thousands upon thousands of people cheering that guy. Meanwhile, Mason Rudolph, just because you don't want him to win the starting job, you're going to boo him in Pittsburgh? Come on, man. You might not like Mason Rudolph, the quarterback. Mason Rudolph's done nothing wrong to you to make you need to treat him that way. He's gone about his business. He doesn't take dick darts like Ben did. He took Ben's dick darts for years, and he never said anything. Mason Rudolph doesn't deserve to be booed like that, people.
It's okay to not have a reaction. It's okay to say, ho-hum. You know, you don't have to go and carry the guy off your, on your shoulders out of the stadium or cheer loudly or yell and scream for him. I did think it was out of line. As much as I am not a Mason Rudolph believer, I think Mason Rudolph will probably end up being a better golfer than he is an NFL quarterback. Like, I don't know. I think we've seen the pinnacle of his career. But it seemed kind of cheap. I wonder if it was a regular season crowd if they would have.
I don't know. Probably not, because the decision would have been made unless he was coming in for injury instead of Kenny Pickett. Right. But again, that decision would have been made too, because you would have known Pickett wasn't getting a helmet in that particular day. I didn't think he played poorly. I don't think Mason Rudolph played as well as the 100 quarterback rating would indicate either, though. He had one really good throw. He had another good out route sideline throw to George Pickens that I thought was really sharp. But he also threw George Pickens out of bounds on a deep throw down the sideline. He had two near interceptions, one that would have been a pick six if the Seattle defensive back had hands. You know what he looked like, Colin?
Tell me.
He looked like Mason Rudolph.
But we're not measuring Mason Rudolph against an arbitrary 0 point or against himself or against Mason Rudolph of the past. Aren't we in this whole practice and endeavor measuring these guys simply against each other? Who's number one? Who's number two? Who's number three? Both on that day and in the whole body of work during camp. And then as it comes out the other side when camp's over. You know, like, it's not – like in what you just said and how you outlined it, yeah, that's fine and that's great and that's all well and good. But if somebody plays to 100% and you play to 98%, 98% may be good on another day, but that ain't freaking good enough that day. They're right. Going mono-y-mono-y-mono.
And the excuse will be, or the reason will be from some people, well, Kenny Pickett played against third stringers. Okay, he excelled. So now it's time to let him have the same opportunity that Mason Rudolph had and see how he then does with that extended opportunity.
He also played with third stringers.
That's true. And he, you know what? This is something too that I really, because I don't know enough about Seattle's third string, but Seattle played their second team fairly deep into the game. So for Kenny Pickett, it wasn't just against third stringers. He also did some of his work against second stringers, which I think also speaks well of Kenny Pickett. What's going to happen next time out, Colin? Oh my gosh, Jacksonville. I'll tell you one thing I'm doing from here on out, the next two preseason games, betting the flipping over. Because the Steelers have three quarterbacks that are all vying for a starting job in the NFL, at least according to them. And all these other teams, you might have one or two. You might have a backup that's better than Mason Rudolph. Okay, but is your third string guy better than Kenny Pickett? I don't know. Steelers are going to put up points in the preseason, what I'm trying to say.
One would think. I'll tell you what I'm doing is complaining about this one because it's cutting in. I only drink on Saturdays. I don't drink any other day. I only have it, and it's cutting into my drinking day because I've got to kind of stay coherent to watch these games on Saturday. And Saturday, 7 o'clock is prime beer time for me. And they've cut into that this last week and then again this week because I kind of have to focus in and watch it for work. That being said, it's going to be interesting to see with here's something I want to see. Akella Witherspoon on one side and my man Levi Wallace on the other side. Considering, will they play? Probably, right? Will Trevor Lawrence carve them up? Will he come out and throw the football wide? We've seen, and you've seen this when watching Clemson play, and you've even seen it last year with the worst NFL coach in freaking history leading that team. Trevor Lawrence can throw that opposite side hash ball. He can throw that football and it can travel and it doesn't lose its head at all. And it comes out with a lot of velocity. He can make a long throw as good as anybody. Can he hurt those guys? Like, we saw a lot of different things. We wanted to see the quarterback deal. We wanted to see the offensive line play of the Steelers. We wanted to see Devin Bush. There's going to be corners out on an island in this game. There is going to be the savvy in which to pick that up and go right at them. How will they perform? Because that's really simulating a true game. And I think he has the Seattle, Eugene Smith didn't have couldn't do that. He can't make that throw. Trevor Lawrence can. And I want to see what those guys do against that.
Game for your life. You need your team to win. Hugh Jackson or Urban Meyer. Who's your coach?
Can it end in a tie?
No, because one of those guys has to lose.
Is it a college game or a pro game?
Pro game.
Shit.
I'm taking Hugh.
If it's a pro game, I got to take Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, I have to.
If it's a college game, naturally Herb, because he would have cheated his ass off the recruit, and the players will find a way to win.
That's true. And guys in his huddle would murder you to win, maybe even.
There you are.
Not to trivialize that. That's going to do it.
Free Hernandez.
On Friday, shout out Marquise Pouncey. On Friday, we will preview preseason game number 2. That's right. Who's going to start? Mitch Trubisky. Who's going to play second team, though? We might know by then. Goodbye.